talking to you. Kof Sivan, Wednesday the 14th of June, Rabbi Avigdor Brazil, Musa Week. Like Boy Scout Week, but we're more harsh.
Yes, you're right, you have Boy Scout Week, you have Bird Week, Rat Week, Mother's Day, etc. This week, this Woche, of all the weeks, there's almost an instruction, almost a direct instruction in Chazal what to talk about when you're looking for a subject. We all know the following. The first Rashi on the Parsha, Shlach Lecha Noshim, Lo Manisbecho Parshas Meragim and Parshas Midim. Why did the Torah juxtaposition put the Parsha of the Meraglim next to the Parsha of Miriam? Lefisha Lokso al Iski Dibo. She was punished because she spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, spoke something to do with speech, something bad speech, evil speech. Shedibro Bochio, she spoke about her brother. Roshoim Halolu, Rohu, and these Roshoim, these Meraglim, the 10 of them, an Eidah of Roshoim, Rohu Veloi Lokhu Musa. They saw this and they didn't take Musa from it. Therefore, Loma Nismacho, what joins the Pasha of Baaloisra to the Pasha of Shlach Lecha this week? This is the week that is Nismacho. This is the week that joins the two Parshas. This is the week that Chazal tell us, in this week, or in this juxtaposition, this Kesher, this Gesher, this bridge between the Parshas, is what happened to the Meraglim, that they didn't learn Musa. And remember, Rabbeisai, because of the Meraglim, we're sitting here today in this Beis HaMedrash, which is the Gewalt HaGazat, a fantastic thing. But if it wouldn't be for the Meraglim, then Moshiach would have come at the time Moshe Rabbeinu would have been Moshiach, they say. All in Eretz Yisrael, no problems, no tzoras, all of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So the reason not, at least according to this Chazal, is because he didn't learn Musa. Didn't learn Musa from last week. So, Lechaira, we would say to ourselves, a tikkun, or something to do about this, so let's talk about Musa, which is a misunderstood subject. Before that, just want to say halacha, and we'll develop the halacha into Musa. In the halacha, as you also, I see you learn every morning, I think Zilchus Lashon Hora, but I just wanted to speak out the halacha, a little longer in Lashon Hora, one of the interesting halachas. Remember, Lashon Hora, I was asked before by someone, no chumras, don't say any chumras, no chumras. The chumras stay in Eretz Yisrael. All right, I'll tell you, there is a chumra about Lashon Hora we need to realize, since one is more or less by default over on about 4, 5, 6 lavim, as far as I remember, in that Dhamma, by default, all the time, every time, plus a possible another 5 or 6, and in certain scenarios you get up to about 16, 17 lavim. A lav is deraisa. Alochi is sophic device of the chumra. Therefore, even though I'm not going to say alocha psuka, we'll just throw you up a question. But when we're talking about Lashon Hora, we have to be machmir. It's a lav deraisa. It's worth eating 5 times chazer. It's worth eating one ant, etc., which you get 5 or 6 lavim for. Lashon Hora is very severe. So memela, if you've got a sophic, we don't say Lashon Hora or not, we're going to have to be machmir. So I can't help that. It's nothing to do with that soil. Nothing to do with Hanof, it's nothing to do with Humras. It is that. I want to actually discuss 2 points. Let's just talk about the scenario first. What happens if you're walking in the street with a friend, and this also, we could put this into a shul situation as well. You're walking in the street with a friend, and you see someone else doing something wrong or stupid. Either they're doing something wrong, doing an abeira, doing something not nice, even an Aveira, which is like connected to driving, can also be considered an Aveira. He's driving badly, parked badly, double parked, outside the shul, etc. You're walking past, you see it, and you just nudge him, and he looks up and sees it as well. Have you spoken Lashon Hara? Now, the first thing we're based on, there's two questions we need to understand here. Have you spoken Lashon Hara when you point out basically something that someone's doing that he could see himself? Just he didn't look up. You nudge him. And then, of course, you can go even to more subtle situations. You just cough without even nudging him to make him look up. He looks up, he sees it. Have you, in some way, spoken Lashon Hara? Literally, shy. And as I said, it would happen in shul. Let's say you see someone doing something funny in shul, unpleasant, embarrassing, sneezing, whatever it is, and you just nudge it. Or even a very interesting scenario when someone is making a mistake or someone is davening and we have some captive audiences imprisoned by chazonim who, etc., etc., as we know, and sometimes they sing a bit flat, etc. What happens if he's doing that and you nudge your friend or your fellow davener and you smile? Mm. And therefore you've now basically said to him, look, isn't he davening funny? Or he's got all flat, etc., etc. But he can hear it himself. So this is something that occurs the whole time you think about it. So it's going to be a massive chumrah, I'm sorry, if we have to be careful with it. What? Yeah. No, so the first question, which Rabbi Cheskel has correctly raised is Lashon Hara confined to speaking? No, it's not. Is it Zesh Lashon Hara, Beinim and Sapper, Lobby Pid Mamish, Oshu Kosevi Lob, Dobos Lobby Mikdoboy, Begam Eba Chilip Beinim and Sapper, Lobby Lashon Hara, Lobby Perish Beinim and Sapper, Lobby Lashon Hara, Bederk Remiz. Bechol Gavne Michla Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is not particularly with speaking, it's even writing, it's even showing, the Chotz Chaim Brig, the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, it's even showing him something. Wait. We're going to get to that. So the first point is to remove the question you might have: is it Lashon Hara if you didn't say? It says here, even if you show someone a sefer, the Be'er Ma'am Chaim brings down, you show someone something, a sefer that someone wrote, and it wasn't, you know, wasn't brilliant or something. You just show it to him. You don't even say anything. That also Lashon Hara. In other words, if you have somehow caused this person, you've caused him to notice this Lashon Hara, to see to this bad thing, showing a photo. Now you've gone into all the problems of the mass media, the texting, the photos, I don't know what the name is nowadays, etc., the internet, etc. If you put a picture, a photo's worth more than a million words, they say, you put one up without saying anything. It's embarrassing, it's nasty, it could cause terrible things. I know I have a massive tiner, personally, on the people who once spread, there was a certain controversy in a certain neighborhood. They put it on the internet, they put it up on the YouTube, etc. Reidav! Meichetesi, who gave you rishus to do that? And then Jews get hurt because of that. It doesn't matter who's right or wrong, we're not going into the controversy, not going into the argument. But putting it up, that invalidates Lashon Hara. My shayla is more if he would see it anyway. So the first stage to get out of the way, Rabbi Cheskel says, even if you don't say the words, even if you don't write the Lashon Hara, but you cause this person to notice it, to see it, l'chora, that's going to be Lashon Hara. Ryan is in the Be'er Ma'am Chaim. The second question would be, though, now this is what you've raised. Anafmin. Why would you mean Anafmin?
Are you going to use it or not? You're telling something.
In fact,
he knows it doesn't.
Oh, wait. Oh, so you raised the question. I didn't say anything about that. What minute?
No, I'm saying, if one speaks to Lashon Hara, whether he knows it or not,
from the relevance. Oh, wait. I didn't say that yet. You said it, but now I'm going to actually explain what you didn't say, which you should have said. That's what I'm going to do now. You should have said the second shayla in Lashon Hara. So the first question, we've removed Lachore. It doesn't have to be Bedibo. It doesn't have to be Biksiva. It doesn't have to be any action that you actually say the Lashon Hara, you could just show the Lashon Hara. Showing someone saying Lashon Hara. So therefore, again, I'm walking in the road, and I go like that, I nudge him, and he notices something. Okay, you've got. Now, the question is a different question, and that's the very extraordinarily hard halacha of Ba'apei Klas. Right? That is the halacha that's the halacha which affects newspapers, news, and all these sort of things. That if there's Lashon Hara said in front of three people, then there's some sort of hetter. The Chofetz Chaim is, because of his standpoint in Lashon Hara, because of his gadlus and tzidkus in Lashon Hara, he's unhappy with the whole idea. And he actually goes to town. There's the biggest Be'er Ma'am Chaim came out in the R on this, on his commentary, to find out what is actually going on, and when is it actually mutter, is it mutter? And he's very unhappy. There's a four or five shitters he brings about this Gemara that tells us that something, there's two actually Gemaras he brings down, something that's said in front of three, less baby list than Bisha, it's not called Lashon Hara. And also something that David Ligluya, by it says something which will eventually be revealed, will be known, also is not Lashon Hara. Okay? And what is the heter for that? So I'm going to just look at the way he learns the Rambam. It's actually very, very hard, and I'm not sure, with you together, the Rambam, how does he learn the Rambam's learning of this heter? Again, something said in front of three people, wrongly said, okay, it loses its name of Lashon Hara. Something said, which is going to be revealed, it's going to be misgale, everyone's going to know it, also loses, and it's not a simple heter. Different ways to learn it. The Chofetz Chaim first said, it only applies to Avak Lashon Hara. But let's say the Rambam shitter, because that's one of the main shitters here. Let's try and analyze it, what the Rambam actually says. He says, he brings it like this. Yesh omrim, dim echot sipe gnus al chaveri befnei shlosho. There are those who say, i.e. the Rambam, that if someone speaks about someone else derogatively in front of three, after Alba Bavada Lisa Lashon Hara, etc. Of course, he spoke Lashon Hara, he's done the Yisr. If one of those, he's not over Lashon Hara if you go and say, you speak about it further. You spread the rumor further. Since three know about it, everyone knows about it. Human nature is that a friend has a friend, and whatever you say, when you say, don't tell anyone, in confidence, I'm telling you, you should know that everyone's going to know about that. I have that you soak in all the various forums and formats that I have been in over the years. I only tell people something I don't mind that everyone will know, even if it's the most secret thing, because I never tell or never speak about something, because it'll always happen, it'll always get out. Yeah? Something which is going to eventually be exposed, there's no Lashon Hara. But Dafka Lestabib and Derechat cry, you're only allowed to do it, says the Chofetz Chaim, if it's something which you're not specifically going to spread it on, further the rumor, further expose it, you're doing it as part of a conversation. Now, why is this so? It's an extraordinarily hard halacha. Who teaches Lashon Hara? You teach Lashon Hara? Who teaches Lashon Hara?
No. We're not learning Lashon Hara at the moment.
I know, but you used to. Every day, the Lashon Hara.
When we did the Tanya
Sefer. Everyone on the gold screen is finished with Lashon Hara. No one talks Lashon Hara anymore.
In the Seder of the Five.
I'm sorry, I feel it was like the ger to people nowadays, perhaps, you know. Not the ger. But in the old days, when people spoke Lashon Hara, let's speak about it. Yeah. So the question is like this. It's an extraordinarily hard halacha, we're going to say. I don't even get it myself, 100%. He's actually, the Chofetz Chaim's wrestling with himself to try and work out what actually is going on. What's going on? If you do an Issa, what's it? He brings the example himself. He asked the Kasha on Abaya. He said, so if 10 people go and steal from a house, right? That is relevant in Golden Beauty, folks. So 10 people go and steal from a house, and one of them, you know, one of the Ganovim, so since the other Ganovim would have stolen anyway, so that Ganov is going to be Potter. Of course it's not Potter. If you do an act which is awesome, what's the difference if other people are going to do it? It's going to be Mamela. It's asking a Gvaldik Akasha, and he's wrestling with an answer. What's the pshat? That if it's going to be revealed, then it's not Lashon Hara, A. But I told someone information that he didn't know now, that you just were saying that. He didn't know now, so he's going to know it tomorrow. But I told him the Lashon Hara. And number two, he says, okay, but it's only going to work if you're in the middle of a conversation, you happen to mention. If you deliberately, what's the difference if you deliberately do it in Lashon Hara? Shoyge, amazing, what's the difference if you deliberately do it or you told them, well, it says, Odomud, Oilom, etc. It's a very, very hard concept to understand, and therefore it's a very, very tricky heter, this whole Babi class anyway. But it seems to me, the Chofetz Chaim, first, he actually has a stira in how he puts it. Not a stira, but a bit of a contrast. He says it in two ways. First, he says, well, it must be to do with the Kavanah. It's just to do with the Kavanah, because the Rambam says, if you intended to spread the rumor, then you're over, and if not, you're not. So it's not the Pu'ula, it's the Kavanah. That's what he says. Which is also interesting. Where do we find an Issa on a Kavanah? Why should it has to be, it changes the pa'ula. In order to make it mutter in Lashon Hara, it has to be changed in the pool. You've got the pool and the kavana. What's to do with his kavana? So he intended to say Lashon Hara, he didn't intend. Okay, so he's a Lashon Hara b'shoigeg, but it doesn't change it into being not Lashon Hara. Okay? And then he changes his mind a bit, and he gives this moshel, as it were, or he uses the pasuk, which I'm going to use. As I said, it's Musa week, and I need to get onto that in a second. He changes his mind, and he says, it's because you're not a rochil. Now, the ikka is of Lashon Hara, the ikka lav, which applies, by the way, only to the Mesapeh, is lo seleich rochil la'amechel. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a rochil is a peddler, right? Basically speaks, a peddler. Someone who peddles news from one to the other. He peddles, he takes things from, he sells, buys and sells. He's a middleman. He takes from this person and he goes to another person. That is the Issa of Lashon Hara, is that, as it were, peddling news. That's what he says. And he says that if it's going to be lisgeluye, if it's going to be something which is anyway going to have exposure, then you're not a peddler. Again, it's very hard to understand what he's trying to get at. So I've been thinking about this for a day, just to try and get my head round what sort of ism, what sort of mahalach do we have in Lashon Hara. And I came to the conclusion that it goes roughly like this, again, it's not halacha of psukah, roughly goes like this, that if someone, Lashon Hara is, it has to belong to you, the Lashon Hara. It's my news. I am the one who take it from wherever it is and bring it to a new place, that is the Lashon Hara. I've taken it from the scenario and I've now placed it in the world or told it to a person. I've taken it from one to the other. It's mine. If it is not yours, if it's something which, when someone, and why I'm saying this is because if you say it by Croy, then it's not yours. In other words, who said that? Who spread this rumour? Whose rumour is it? Who began it? Who's the balabos of that news? Whose scoop is it? If it's going to be someone's scoop, then you're a peddler. Then loyseli chochel b'amecho. Even though it could be, we can all understand, we could all argue that the theme of Lashon Hara, the meaning of Lashon Hara, you're still contravening, even if you don't do this. But the actual lav in the Torah is don't be a peddler, don't buy and sell it. So it's as it were my news that I'm passing on. If you do that, l'chora then, we could say, if you do that, agav, you do it arai, akroi, you do it as not part of what you're coming to do, then enochonami, it's not your news. It's not, when you're in the middle of a conversation, happen to mention something, it's not that now I've taken news and have told over a story from one to the other. Happens to be someone learned something from what I said because he didn't know that fact and now he knows it from what I said. But it's not that, he's not going to say that was his scoop. I happen to know something you didn't know and I was sort of mentioning it as part of my conversation. So that wouldn't be considered, that's your scoop. This guy's a rumour, you've spread a rumour, you've taken it, it's his news, he came along and said that. No, he didn't, he just happened to be talking about something else, and while he's talking about something else, other people, you managed to fish out, oh, I didn't know that, which is a bit of information. So basically, you revealed it to yourself. That's the only way I can understand this halacha. In other words, it's a scoop. Is it your scoop? Has it got your name written on it? That's a peddler. That's what I say to Chochel B'Amecho. If it's not your scoop, and the person himself sort of got it out of you, or from the conversation, or derived it, then that wouldn't be this lav of Leiselich Rochel Ba'amecha. Okay? That's how you have to understand it, and that would be the only, to even that, the Rambam, there's four other Perushim, so it's not always clear if it's a Sofek in what scenario to do. Now we go back to our scenario. So the question is, if you're both walking in the road, and you notice something, are you bringing it to this person or not? Is it, as it were, your news for that, the infinitesimal, that split second? Is it considered you have now told him something over? Or is the person doing it publicly? Anyone could look at it if they wanted to. If they looked up, they could see it. And so here, this would be the shaila. Again, we've said it's definitely going to be Lashon Hara, mitzad that you are not taking action or speaking or saying, tziva, we said, doesn't matter. Coughing, nudging, could also be considered Lashon Hara. Keep it up on Mahogrish, as you said. But now the question is there a scoop over here? Is there no Seder Rochel? Are you a Rochel? Are you peddling something? Or is it already out in the public domain? And it could be seen, this person can see it himself. So the question is, did you bring this to this person? Did you take it from something to this person? And that we could clear, that we could have an argument. Or we could, some could say, that's still considered that you've taken it to this person, he wouldn't would know. And some could say, no, there's nothing there which has your stempel on it. There's no rochel over there. There's no pedal over there. It's not your news. It's not that this person was let's say you put it on an internet thing. You put it so he doesn't have that photo. You've now sent him that photo. So you are the rochel because you're the one who brought him the news. You peddled him that news. But over here you could say, there's no peddling involved. There's no taking from one place to another place. This is the person doing it. And you nudged him. You're a nasty fellow. You're a naughty man. No question. But this, it might not be considered lo selech vachu b'mecho. So I'm leaving that as a topic, as I said, topic the raisa l'chumra, so we'd have to be machmir. Let's go back to what is musa. What does it mean, ro lo lochu musa? And in particular, to relate it to lashon hara, and also to relate it to the halacha we've just said. The halacha I've just said. What is musa? Right? Musa is the most misunderstood of all the topics that those who went to yeshiva had musa seder. You have five storim in yeshiva, you have bekiyas, ian halacha. Tefillah is also a Seder in Yeshiva. And you have Musa. And Musa is the least understood, and it's the one that people have the biggest fallacy, make the most mistakes in, and actually it's misread, misunderstood. Most people, when they think of someone who's a Musa, they think of some sad, sort of crunched up fellow who's sort of all the time in a depression and talking about, you know, everything has to be Musa, and you know, it's a very, very frummed out, as we call it. But that's not what Musa is. There's a very simple point. Classic Musa, I'm going to tell you from last week's Parsha. What is Musa? And it has little to do with learning Musa in yeshiva. That is the formal, structured way that Musa is presented. But what is Musa? In Chazal, let me give you an example of classic Musa. Last week's Parsha, we also have Lomanis Mechor Parshas Soita, Parshas Nozil and Parshas Soita. We all know that the Parsha of Nozil and the Parsha of Soita are associated together. Loimalachim, to tell you that Kolohoi Soita Bilku Kulo, Yazir Atminayayin, that anyone who sees a Soita in her disgrace should abstain from wine, become a Nozil. Now, that question, the begging question everyone always has on that statement is, on the contrary, we should say, Kol Misha Eino Roya Soda Bikukulo. If someone sees a Soda Bikukulo, someone goes past the base of the sees what's going on, her hands uncovered, etc., whatever, she's exposed in other ways, etc., and she has to drink the Kohen Gadol, it's a whole thing, that is enough to last you for life, to put you off any Soda-like activity or anything else that would happen for life. What do you mean? So I saw Soda Bikukulo, you know, Kolom Yishmuvi Yiro. I saw it, and I'm immune now. I'm going home, and that's it. I'm staying at home. I'm going to monastery, whatever it is. I'm stuck, right? So what's pshat? Komisha Roya Soita Bekukul Yazatz Mina Yain Dafke Him. So there are many Purushim brought down. There's Rebbe Shem Purushim. But one of the best, in my opinion, or the which is Koleh, which tells you what Musa is as follows. Mashkiat Zichron Levacha. That's what Bolbo actually writes it in his Sefer, but it's not, you can't find Vortlich in Ali Shur. You can't find these types of things, unless you've read the Sefer properly. He says it plachiat, in one of his explanations of how to look at Musa, and it's not even in Musa, it's to do with how to look at a person, he says like this. And this is a brilliant hasog, and this is what we're talking about with Loshana. What's Lo Yiserich Vachu B'Amecho? And Lo Yiserich Vachu B'Amecho Al-Tamad Adam Riecho. Why are they in the same posuk? I would have said, Lo Yiserich Rochel B'Amecho, Lo Yitzach. I would have said that in the same posuk. If you go and talk Lashon Hara about someone, and you claim, which we do, that it's deadly, so I am acting by speaking Lashon Hara, I have destroyed his reputation, so let's put Lo Yitzach, don't kill people. Why Al Tamad Adam Riecho, which is passive? Why did he say in the posuk, the passive Al Tamad Adam Riecho? Why did he say passive Al Tamad Adam Riecho? Which is just, this, you're not standing back, you're active. That should apply to the Mekabel, not to the Mesaper. Why does it say it like that? So, the idea goes like this. Someone who sees Roya Soita Bikukulo, what would be the natural thing, especially if it's a woman, I'm saying a woman, you know, might be present more, what would you do? You go home, you've seen Rebbetzin Ployni in the Beis HaMikdash having whatever, and straight away, the coffee morning begins, and you call all your cronies and your pals, lift up the phone, etc., etc., and we have something to be menayez. Oh, Gewaldige news! You know what I saw? You know who I saw in the Beis HaMikdash? I wouldn't have thought they had problems in the marriage, and so on and so forth, etc., etc. And everyone has a good read about it, and I knew this, and I could suspect something, you could see the way they were looking, and everything, and so on and so forth. Even if she's innocent, it's still some issue going on. What great news seeing a Soita Bikukulo! It's brilliant news, it's fantastic news. That's the natural thing one would do. Roya Soita Bikukulo, Yazaz bin Ayayin. That's great news. What is Musa? I'll tell you what Mussi. Mussi is the following. There's a Goisha sentence written by one of the great authors. There, but for the grace of God, go I. What does that mean? That means I see something, I look at something, I see someone else doing an avera or something, a flaw, making a mistake, and I say to myself, ich bin do. I'm over there, they're over here, I'm just like them, I'm no better, no different. I do not use their life as a good story. I use their life to teach me something. They've made a mistake, or there's something funny, something suspicious going on. A soito? I could also be a soito. I could also be a soito. How? When you loosen up, you get too loose, things can happen. And therefore, I'm going to make a move within myself. Yazi atmina yain. I'm going to abstain from wine. I'm going to make a move within myself because I got the message. And Musa is basically about getting messages all the time that relate to yourself, and it's twofold. Number one, looking at life, there are a lot of messages to learn. And number two, the humility of saying, not that I am better than thou, there but for the grace of God go I. In other words, I am also fallible. I also have flaws. I also have weaknesses. And therefore, I could also be a soita. So, if I see this happening, it gives me a chizit. Remind myself, I also have propensities in this way. I'm going to be doing a tikkun to myself. And that is, in a nutshell, a Brazil nutshell, in a nutshell, that is Musa. That is Musa. Musa is the ability to take lessons constantly from life and apply it to yourself. Taking from life, number one, is that Rabbeinu Shalom is sending messages, and applying to yourself is I am no better. I can't take myself out, no better than this person. It happens to me. This could happen to me, will happen to me, and so that is what Musa is. What happened to the Meraglim? They saw Miriam, the greatest woman in Klal Yisrael, the greatest woman in Klal Yisrael at that time, that she had a flaw in some subtle way which we can't even imagine what her veil was, but it was on Deborah, it was because of Deborah, and therefore she got this punishment and so on, and they saw that. So they should have said, there, but for the grace of God, go, this happens to me as well. I also talk Russian all the time. I'm a mailer, I'm just going to zip my mouth out. I'm not going to speak for the next 10 years and just use sign language. And if they'd have done that, there would have been no Meraglim. That lack of lokhu musav, taking musav, is because of that. And I asked the question before. How much time do I have left?
One.
Three minutes. Right, I'm going to speak very quickly. I asked the question before. Why is loiselech lochah b'amech al tamad amreich? Why is it in the same pasuk? So let me tell you, it's the same idea. Al tamad amreich means I stand back. I'm not involved. As I once gave a moshel, I think I once said it was set out moshel here. When you've got someone who's in a boat and you know off the Bahamas, etc., and they're on holiday and they see someone drowning, so to be just about to drown, and they go over with their boat with their natives faster, get there, and the guy holds out his hands. He's going down for the third time. Just hold out his hands, and what they do, they whip out their mobile phone and look in the camera. Can you look in the camera? Can you see? Are you dying? How, this is real life experience to tell the folks back home. What's that? That's al tamad amreichu. The same. It's like selech rochel b'amecha. It's the same idea. Using other people's lives as good stories is rochel. Is what we said in the halacha. Taking from one to the other. I'm not involved. It's not. It's scoopism. Journalism. You know how many journalists did it? You know, they had a mice in England, I think a few years ago, I think it was. And I think actually it was Tovey and court. They brought them to court, some people. A fellow committing suicide on top of a building. And people surrounded the building. And they all started shouting, jump! Because they had their mobile phones up, and it's action! What's made us? I think they had a tzad, the English courts had a tzad, that they can actually, you know, assisting a suicide, etc., etc. But then why were they saying jump? Because it's fun. It's not alive, it's not real. It's just a good story. Rechilus means I make everything into a good story. So it's a great story. I can show everyone. I've got it on my phone, etc., etc. I can do that. And then I can send it on, etc. And I've done something. Aye, the fellow's alive. Aye, it's alive. Loiseleich rochel ba'amechal tamad adam reecho is the same midah of distancing oneself, of not Musa. He's alive and you're alive. And his life has a mashmos to you. And you have to, number one, you have to have a chesed, you have to understand other people have lives to live. They're three-dimensional and so on. You can't use their lives for good stories. And number two, apply things to yourself. That's Musa. What has meaning to you, to do something about it. Not to leave it as a great story. Roya Sodom Kula. Not to leave it as a great story that you saw Miriam in the Tibor, the Iskal, the Lokswal Diboro. That is Musa week. Musa week is this week. To be metakan that Rabbosai, we need nowadays to take a tikkun into that. That we see things, look at things, not to use it as a good story, but to take Musa from it. It could apply to me. It could be me. It probably was me as well. And therefore, I will be metakan myself. I will do something to myself. We do that, Bez Hashem. We should be, hopefully, one day metakan the chetan raglim, and that will bring the binyan based on English, maybe.